Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. Podcast 447, we're on our way to a Ted Cruz event as we cover election 2016.
Well, as we head to the event, it's a good time to remind people that I'm driving the fantastic mobile podcast command unit, a Ford 450 Super Duty diesel from ex-government trucks. And it reminds me to remind you of the ex-government trucks mega truck center. The fact is that it's now open in Forest Lake, Minnesota at 356 19th Street. They've got a great selection of great trucks, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyotas, and more. Fleet-maintained government trucks ready to roll for you. They have fast financing for all credit levels at xgovernmenttrucks.com. It's great if you're in business, work trucks, SUVs, vans, and more. And with a three-day peace of mind guarantee, you buy with confidence. xgovernmenttrucks.com takes trades. Ed always wants me to tell people they pay the highest values every day without all the bull. xgovernmenttrucks.com in Forest Lake at 356 19th Street. Drive through and check out the inventory. And of course, they still have the great ex-government cars, the Ford Crown Vic, the Dodge Charger, and more. Once again, 356 19th Street in Forest Lake, or you can call 763-777-8782 or visit xgovernmenttrucks.com. So in this podcast, you're going to go inside a political event in the upper Midwest on a cold winter night. So you'll hear us getting ready in the truck with my friend Greg, who joined me in this effort, and then we head on in, and I talk to people at the event, Mandy Benz, who's a Ted Cruz organizer, as well as an advanced person who will remain identified, state representative from Minnesota, Cindy Pugh, my friend Jason Lewis, who is running for Congress, who is there, and then you'll hear a telescope version of Ted Cruz's stump speech and some reaction. So let's get started.
Yeah, on our way to a Ted Cruz event in St. Paul, the word is that Cruz is going to be doing sort of a whirlwind tour of seven Super Tuesday states. I don't know why he's coming to Minnesota. I guess, they have a fairly good organization in the state of Minnesota. And, of course, Minnesota is a caucus state and a fairly early caucus state. So apparently he's in the region, so he is slated to show up at Harriet Island, which is in St. Paul. So we're going to head on over and see if we can get press credentials and see if I can get a couple of minutes with the senator, which I doubt, but it's worth a shot. My original plan was to go down to Iowa and hopefully crisscross a couple of events. Because sometimes if the event is in a small enough place, it's a little easier to get time. That's what happened with Rafael Cruz, Cruz's father, when I interviewed him. And it was one of those deals where I had to, chase him out the door in order to get any time with him. And now, of course, I am in traffic, headed over to St. Paul at about 3:30 in the afternoon. This event is at 5, so I'm a little late. I don't like being this late for events, but, I think once I get on 94, I'll be okay. So that is the plan for podcast 447.
So you're going
yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah, I'm good. So this event is at, what is this, the Harriet Island Pavilion? But this is the little building by the pavilion. And if you're from St. Paul, you know what I'm talking about. If you're from some other place, every town has one of these. But this thing is tiny. I mean, this is like a community house, right? There's probably room for 200 or 300 people in there. And then how many people are lined up out there right now? 75 or 80 people are lined up out there. It's about 30 degrees right now. It's supposed to be 25 at 6 o'clock. And we're making some coffee and waiting to go in. That's basically the plan at this point. And, of course, we're in the media lot, which is basically we drove across the lawn and parked over here by all the TV trucks. So that's... And the thing is, it's just hang out until the deal. Now, Harriet Island... What did you say? It's a mile from Holman Field? right, in St. Paul. So he's probably flying into Holman Field and then coming right over here, and then he'll just go back and go wherever else he's going. Supposedly, he's going to be crisscrossing Minnesota. He's organizing in states where he thinks he can have an impact, and I'm sure he's organizing in South Carolina, Iowa, those kinds of places. And the idea is to have a bigger footprint than, you know, his closest competitor, who's 20 points away, which is Donald Trump, and 20 points in the wrong direction. So it'll be interesting to hear what Senator Ted Cruz has to say here in a while. We're just hanging out in the media lot over here at Holman, not Holman Field, but Harriet Island, at the little Harriet Island Pavilion, such as it is. There's a huge line of people out there. I'll step outside briefly, but I don't have my coat on. Yeah, there's a bunch of people out there. And then there's a whole bunch of... it's windy out here, too. And there's a whole bunch of media trucks out here. So everybody is... a lot of diesel idling. A lot of diesel idling out here. Doesn't that smell good? Nothing like fresh coffee.
Oh, my. That is so cool, man.
A feature of the Bob Davis Podcast Mobile Command Center. Fresh coffee. Always brewing. What's in there?
Leadership team, private meeting.
Oh, okay.
You're so sneaky, I gotta keep an eye on you.
Why didn't you let me go in there?
I can't.
So I just tried to sneak into a Ted Cruz leadership conference, supposedly, and I was kicked out. And that's fair. If I could have gotten in there, it would have been great, but they wouldn't let me. So apparently the senator is here. So yeah, this is the Takeoff Ted Cruz Country Christmas Tour. He's going to be going, obviously, he was in Las Vegas last night. Tomorrow he'll be in Richmond and Atlanta. The next day in Savannah, Georgia, and Mobile, Alabama, and then Sunday, Birmingham, Tuesday, Knoxville, Nashville, Little Rock, Wednesday, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. These are actually cities that we will be headed out to after the Iowa caucus. So this Mid-South Super Tuesday, these states across the Mid-South are really, really important. And Nevada also has an early primary. I'm not going to go there because I went out there last spring, so that's a little too far, and especially this time of the year, I don't think I want to attempt crossing the Continental Divide in my 10,000-pound mobile podcast command. But headed through the Mid-South after the Iowa caucus on February 1st. The Super Tuesday is, of course, March 1st, and the objective here, the strategy, is for Cruz to have a solid organization and performance in those key states. That's what it's all about, so that, you know, in my opinion, if he can have a good showing in those early primary states, and this is where we get into this whole conversation about organization and how important organization is at the local level, not just to turn out crowds, but also to actually get people to the caucuses and to their state primaries to vote for the candidates. And this is going to be the big question regarding Trump's campaign. You know, Donald Trump, of course, in the polls, 20 points ahead of Ted Cruz. You know, you have the situation with the Republicans where you have the flavor of the week, where, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago it was Ben Carson. This week it's Cruz. We'll see if he holds on to the lead in these polls. And you guys have heard, if you listen to the podcast about polling, you've certainly heard my issues with polling and the problems associated with it. And the only caveat to that is, you know, when you see the same result, a wide result, over and over in different polls, and we've seen that with Trump's lead, then you get to the point where you start believing it because you keep seeing the same result over and over again. At that point, you would say, okay, at least in terms of public opinion, a candidate like Trump is leading. Well, then the question is going to be what happens on the ground. And this is where these different campaigns have put a huge effort into organization, because if they can turn out the vote, particularly in Iowa, and I would assume on Super Tuesday, you know, if Ted Cruz can have a win or two, then that keeps him in the race. That's what it's all about. We're not going to know what's going to happen until people start voting. And I would think that those public opinion polls, which I think are driven primarily by name recognition, really, which is valuable. I mean, that's a valuable asset in politics, name recognition. So if people go to the polls, literally, not caucuses, where they have to discuss with their friends and neighbors who they support and why, but polls where they go in and they vote, like New Hampshire and you know, many of the primaries on Super Tuesday, etc., then we'll see if the national polls showing Trump ahead hold. So predicting the future is impossible. I have no idea. This is just the strategy as Ted Cruz emerges as the alternative to Donald Trump, or at least that's the storyline. You know, what happens in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks, in a month, we'll see. But we're on the, you know, we're on the precipice of the first caucus, which is going to be February 1st, and really that's tomorrow in politics, and then of course Super Tuesday on March 1st, 2016.
Hey Bob, how you doing?
What's going on?
Sir!
So is this where they're all standing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is it.
Good luck. Everyone else wants to
add also. Actually, we should have you speak for the... So you are Mandy Benz. We know that.
Yes, I'm Mandy Benz.
So why do you support Ted Cruz?
Well, there's several reasons why I support Ted Cruz. The biggest reason is that he supports our Constitution. And I believe that we have to go back to our founding principles. I don't think we have to reinvent new laws. I think we have to look back to what started this country, what made our country, American exceptionalism. And Cruz really advocates for those principles.
Okay, what about the foreign policy debate between him and Marco Rubio last night?
Well, it was eventful. I found it very interesting that Rubio tried to take what I call a few cheap shots at Cruz. And I thought Cruz handled himself very well and just basically stayed on point and followed the facts. And I mean, there's not much more to it. So.
How do you think he's going to do on Super Tuesday? Now, I know he's focusing on these Super Tuesday states. So what are we talking about? Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma City, Richmond, Las Vegas, which was apparently today he was there. And now he's here today.
So. Well, what I know is how well he's doing in Iowa. That's been the focal point. And then here in Minnesota, I think he will continue to increase. It's kind of slow and steady wins the race. And he's peaking at the right time in Iowa. And as long as he continues down that path and slowly, we're at a point where people are learning and are discovering candidates, and they're learning more about them in the general public versus being on the inside. So as people continue to identify and see what Cruz is about, that is the momentum that's growing on the grassroots level.
Think there's any Trump supporters here?
I have no idea. If they are,
that's kind of a joke.
Yeah, if they're Trump, they're going to be for Cruz today. So that's how that's going to go.
Look at you walking around with your...
I'm just recording.
That's awesome.
I just turned it on and walked around.
What do you think about the turnout?
I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's a small room, but it's for tonight because it's so freaking cold out there.
Well, it's like extremely cold. I think the temperature was supposed to be about 5 degrees with the wind chill. That's right. They've already been course corrected. The plan would have been to have the senator out back, but with the nice breeze from the river, they made a decision to have him do a bit of a press gaggle right over there.
Oh, they're going to do that over there.
They're going to do it inside. So
he's going to do a press gaggle here.
He is inside.
Okay.
Yes, inside.
So I'm in the right spot.
I felt like I wanted to bring some of my husband's coats or, you know, gloves or scarf.
I brought the truck, so I got the truck with the coffee maker.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So, yeah, we're really excited about this turnout. I mean, I think it's the perfect size venue, actually. They say that it houses about 500, 600 standing up, and I don't know, we've got probably 400 here is my guess.
What's it like to be an advanced person?
Hectic. Fun.
but hectic.
How did you start doing this?
I kind of evolved into it from event planning. I'm an event planner, so.
What do you do? I mean, what?
Everything from secure the venue, resource vendors, setup, A to Z.
Is this hard?
It's not hard, but I mean, it's just a lot
not
of moving.
Not as hard as talking to Bob Davis.
A lot of moving pieces.
Ah, put that in your podcast.
A lot of moving pieces.
He's running for Congress.
Is he?
We give him a hard time.
Oh, okay.
We used to work together.
Is that why he's okay? Yeah.
That's what we do. We either run for Congress or do podcasts.
Awesome.
All right. Well, you're not talking very much.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just, right. Yeah. I didn't.
You didn't give me any good stuff.
I know. I don't have any good stuff. And probably because I'm just a little distracted.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Well, you had weather to worry about.
Yes, I do. Here we did. We had a lot of weather because we had to rearrange at the last minute for the weather.
Because you were going to be outside.
The press gaggle was going to be outside, so we had to move them in. So that kind of rearranged things.
That's going to be here.
It's going to be there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing is, it's like around here, you never know. It could be 4 feet of snow.
I'm glad it's not 40 below.
Me too.
So, yeah.
All right. Good to see you.
Well, one of my good friends, Greg Ryan, has accompanied me to this event here in St. Paul. And of course, when you think of St. Paul and you think of the name Ryan, you think of Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for home or business. And this is a great time to remind people that when it gets really cold like this, you got to check the water heater, because sometimes those go, especially when it gets cold. Check your heating as well. And always remember, for emergency service, Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, reliable emergency service. Here's the number in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Ryan goes back four generations in St. Paul. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. And Greg was saying, you know, we need plumbers. So if you are a controls guy, if you're a heating and air conditioning guy, if you're a journeyman plumber, give Ryan a call, because they are, of course, adding staff. Don't forget, residential and business for emergency service, especially this winter, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Ryan Plumbing and Heating, metro-wide from St. Paul. That means the suburbs too, so it means St. Paul, but it also means Inver Grove, it means Minneapolis, but it also means Plymouth. You get the idea. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. Ryan Plumbing and Heating, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. And thanks, Greg, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts.
I'm standing right over here by the door, and at this door are a St. Paul police officer, a guy from the campaign, and 10 reporters, etc., with cameras waiting to get the shot of Cruz, the money shot, waiting for Cruz to show up. Then, behind this group, over to the side a little bit, is a dais with 10 tripod set up. And as these candidates become popular, and I hesitate to use the term popular, but when they get a lot of media, because Cruz, you know, was the focus of the debate in the little debate between Rubio and Cruz, and that seems to be what is catching a hold, because now the media is looking for an alternative story to Donald Trump. You'll start to see more and more of these media people show up in an effort to find another story to tell. And it gets crazy, because so many of these people are here and show up to Periscope and to Facebook, and as well as all of the network feeds and everything else. And I just, it's fascinating to me to watch this whole nonsense, because the thing that's interesting is, you know, a lot of times you have a camera.
Hey, Bobby.
What's up? Jason Lewis.
Jason Lewis, you're on the Bob Davis podcast once again. This is a Christmas present I got from the Democrats. It's not worth less than what it was when they gave it to me.
I just talked to a guy who went to a Hillary Clinton event last week and said it was rather sparsely attended.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised to hear that.
The Minnesota,
he said it was a lot like this. That this wasn't. And they're telling me there's 500 people here, but I would say, what, 250 people here at the most right now? They jam them into this little room.
I've never been able to headcount like that. I have no idea. No, I have no idea. Well, apparently everybody's gathered over here. Is this where the big
I think these people came to see. I think they came to see you. Actually,
at least four of them, and their relatives.
So no, I was just talking about what happens when a campaign heats up and somebody becomes well known because of something that happened in the debate. Suddenly, you'll get these pull feeds where Fox sets a camera up, and right. There's no reporter here. They just set the camera up and they shoot it, and then they'll go live with it in New York. And the guy in New York is sitting there talking about what's going on in St. Paul. He's never been here. He has no idea what's going on here.
No, I'm sure that's true.
Sure.
The devious media. Anybody that's ever been involved in the media shouldn't be trusted. So I leave you and me out of the picture.
No, we were talk radio guys. It's a different thing.
And how many times were we told we weren't real members of the media?
Right. So we get a pass.
We're clean on that.
We're second only to bloggers in terms of
yeah,
this
right. Thing. I will say that the debate and the exchange between Cruz and Rubio was refreshing the other night.
What'd you get out of it?
I got out of the Ted wants to get every supporter of Donald Trump, Ben Carson, or Rand Paul when those guys drop out. That's what I got out of it.
But I mean, was that a fresh, as we have discussed, was that a fresh look at foreign policy?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it's healthy to see Carson, Trump, and Paul, of course, have been doing it for quite some time, but now Ted Cruz, take on this sort of George Bush neoconservative foreign policy. And they're realizing that, A, we don't have the money to police the world, but B, it's counterproductive. I mean, you know, why would you want to take out Assad when he's killing the bad guys? It just makes no sense.
Did you hear what John Kerry said today?
I didn't.
We're no longer going to push with our allies for regime change in Syria.
That's pretty now you tell us. After, let's see, Libya, Syria, Egypt. A little late for the Obama administration on that one, I'm afraid. I mean, no, and that's a lie anyway, because that's what liberals do. They intervene at home in the domestic economy, and they intervene abroad. They're Wilsonian interventionists, which makes it so odd that the Republicans, as you and I have talked about, should adopt that plank, which they never did until the Bush era. You know, they were always look, stay at home, let's watch America first. And the Democrats, going back to Wilson, were always the interventionists.
Now we're waiting for the senator to show up. Somebody said earlier that he was stuck at the airport, which is about a mile away. So I don't know how you get stuck at the airport. Looks like somebody's going to come in. And, you know, the door opens up, and, of course, everybody sticks their cameras up in the air.
I was saying that guy could just be like, eh? Eh?
He's a tease.
Yeah.
The tease of the evening goes to Mr. Doorman.
And then you're going to start hearing the chanting, and the janitor will come in. It'll be like the guy from the... It's very interesting that this giant group of people has gathered around the door. I'm going back over here because this is ridiculous. There's no point in standing here. So we're sitting down here in the front row, off to the left of the stage. It's a big sign that says Ted Cruz, trusted, courageous, conservative, consistent. So I guess that's the main thing. Trust Ted. Trust it. Ooh, I just got that.
I don't know. I hope so.
Hi, my name is Steve Dace. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host for The Washington Times and for Conservative Review. And, you know, when I'm not doing conservative media, I'm doing conservative activism. And
it's all about nationally syndicated talk show hosts jumping in and declaring themselves for a candidate. Because we need to reunite behind someone who can win. And this is the guy. Until it isn't. People come to see a candidate speak. And there's a giant TV. And people stand and watch the giant TV for, you know, 20 minutes. You know, either the continuous campaign video or the promotional video. or whatever. Now, is he going to have somebody come out and speak first or what? They're getting ready. They're getting ready back there. They got a microphone. So this is going to end pretty soon. The video part. Did you hear him cheer when they cheered on the TV screen? The Minnesotans, it's the kind of half-hearted we want, Ted.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our courageous Minnesota conservatives. This is short and sweet for me. I just want to introduce our MC, the Reverend Ken Beal.
Well, good evening, fellow Minnesotans. Welcome. You're in cruise country. And we ask this in reverent fear of God, who shed his grace on America the beautiful. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I invite you to draw your attention, please, to the screen as we now have opportunity to view what's been happening with Ted Cruz on the campaign trail. Ladies and gentlemen, would you join me in giving a warm Minnesota welcome to Senator Ted Cruz?
We're standing right off the front of the stage, and he's all the way over by the doors, and they're playing this song, and people are jumping up and down and going crazy. And I guess he's working his way through the crowd and shaking hands. And yeah, there he is. And, you know, it does have the feel of the Scott Walker announcement in Waukesha, where you jam 300 people, maybe, into a very small space, and it's, you know, great optics.
Wow! God bless the great state of Minnesota. Somewhere right now in Washington, D.C., Al Franken is trembling in terror. I spent much of last week in Washington, D.C., and it is great to be back in America. How fantastic is it that we have such an array of young, talented, dynamic candidates running for president as Republicans? So now the Democratic field consists of a wild-eyed socialist with ideas that are dangerous for America and the world, and Bernie Sanders. We're here tonight because we're bankrupting our kids and grandkids, because our constitutional rights are under assault each and every day, and because America has receded from leadership in the world, and it has made the world a much more dangerous place. If I am elected president, let me tell you what I intend to do the first day in office is rescind every single illegal and unconstitutional executive action taken by this president. The second thing I intend to do on the first day in office is instruct the United States Department of Justice to open an investigation into Planned Parenthood and these horrible videos. The third thing I intend to do on the first day in office is instruct the Department of Justice and the IRS and every other federal agency that the persecution of religious liberty ends today. The fourth thing I intend to do on the first day in office is rip to shreds this catastrophic Iranian nuclear deal. And the fifth thing I intend to do on the first day in office is begin the process of moving the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, the once and eternal capital of Israel. And the single biggest difference between me and the other very, very fine men and women standing on that debate stage is that with me, when I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do exactly what I said I would. So that's day one. By the end of 8 years, There are going to be a whole lot of newspaper reporters and editors and journalists who have checked themselves into therapy. I will go to Congress, and we will repeal every word of Obamacare. We'll pass common sense health care reform that makes health insurance personal and portable and affordable and keeps government from getting in between us and our doctors. I will instruct the U.S. Department of Education, which should be abolished. I will instruct the Department of Education that Common Core ends today. We will finally secure the borders and end sanctuary cities. We will deport criminal illegal aliens. We will pass Kate's Law, and we will end welfare benefits for those here illegally. We will rebuild the military, and we will honor the commitments made to our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines. And that includes protecting the constitutional right to keep and bear arms of every serviceman and woman. Which means the next time a jihadist walks into a recruiting center in Chattanooga, he's going to encounter the business end of firearms wielded by a dozen Marines. We will have a commander-in-chief who stands up and makes clear on the world stage, we will defeat radical Islamic terrorism. We'll have a president willing to utter the words, radical Islamic terrorism. And mark my words, we are not going to weaken, we are not going to degrade ISIS. We are going to utterly destroy ISIS. I will go to Congress. We will pass fundamental tax reform. We will pass a simple flat tax. And when we do that, we should abolish the IRS. I think where we are right now is very, very much like the late 1970s. I think the parallels between this administration and the Jimmy Carter administration are uncanny. Same failed economic policies. Same misery, stagnation, and malaise. Now, why is it that that analogy gives me so much hope and optimism? Because we remember what happened. All across this country, millions of men and women rose up and became the Reagan Revolution. Why am I so optimistic? Because the same thing is happening again. All across Minnesota, all across this country, people are waking up. If you think Washington is fundamentally broken, that there is a bipartisan corruption of career politicians in both parties that get in bed with lobbyists and special interests and grow and grow and grow government. And we need to take power out of Washington and back to we the people. That is what this campaign is all about. Because we are not willing to go quietly into the night. We are not willing to give up on our children and grandchildren. And I tell you this, if we come together as one, if we defend freedom and defend the Constitution, if we come as we the people and rise up, we will restore that last best hope for mankind, that shining city on a hill that is the United States of America. Thank you, and God bless you.
What do you guys think?
I like Rand Paul still.
Huh?
I still like Rand Paul a little bit better.
He's still my guy.
I think Rand's probably the better candidate when it comes to foreign policy. You know, this idea of, well, we're going to build our embassy in Jerusalem. It seems to me not the biggest issue on the planet for an American, really.
Oh, yeah. It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, I hear it is, but, you know.
Stump speeches, you know.
Yeah. This idea to destroy ISIS, I mean, we'd all love to destroy ISIS, but what does that mean, you know? Where are we hunting these guys down? What does that mean as president? Are you declaring war yourself? Are we ignoring Congress's will? Are we ignoring the will of the nation? It's kind of scary stuff. I hate hearing that stuff on the stump. To destroy someone in tactical terms and military doctrine is the hardest thing to achieve. It means to essentially lose, I think it's been a while since I've been in the Army, but about like 70% plus in personnel and equipment. So the idea that we would destroy ISIS, people that we don't even exactly know who they are, is kind of, to me, it's a little scary because we were in Afghanistan for 12 years, we're in Iraq for over 10 years. If we were to destroy ISIS, what kind of engagement is that, you know? And if we are trying to do it fast, we're going to have to put a lot of the nation's might behind it, and I don't think the nation's with us. So talking these terms, they're great on a stump speech, but I get a little worried about guys like that. Are they going to do it?
Well, it's about time to start heading back to Mobile Podcast Command. And thanks once again to Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. Bottom line, when the weather gets like this, you should be thinking about emergency service in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Should you need them if you have water heater problems or plumbing problems this winter. Also, if you're a journeyman plumber or a controls guy or a heating and air conditioning guy, Ryan is definitely hiring and expanding. They need people to help, so give them a call. You can use the same numbers for that. And as I head back to Mobile Podcast Command, I can't forget Ex-Government Trucks, which is now open in Forest Lake, the Mega Truck Center. You can check out the Fords, the Chevy, the Dodge trucks, as well as the Toyotas. And they still have the great Ex-Government cars, the Crown Vicks and the Chargers and the Ford Police sedans. You can snake through the lot and check it out. And great fast financing for all credit levels. Xgovernmenttrucks.com. Thanks to the digital sponsor of the BobDavisPodcast.com. If you're a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. And the bottom line is Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. You've heard me talk about it. It's FAA approved. You click on the Alpha Systems banners at the top of the BobDavisPodcast.com for more information about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator. And thanks for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. And thank you for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, BlogTalkRadio.com, GCNLive.com for the Bob Davis Podcast Radio Show. Thanks for liking, sharing, and favoriting on, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Soon on Periscope as well. And thanks for your donations for the Mobile Podcast Command. Getting ready to head out and cover 2016 as we head down south to Iowa, then through the Mid-South, all the way down to the Florida Keys, covering election 2016. Thanks a ton. Boop.